going to go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our HUNCA session. The date is April 12th, 2019. The time is 10:05 a.m. We are on day 17. First agenda item is prayer. I've asked Dr. Tinker to say the morning prayer for us. Dr. Tinker?
Good morning. Heavenly Father, Creator, beloved Son, our brother, Holy Spirit, Wakonda, we come before you today, humble and in need. There are awesome responsibilities that you've placed upon our shoulders, upon these gathered here, these Congress people, and the guardians of the Osage Nation. We're asking for your guidance and protection. We're asking for your wisdom and strength. You have your way of showing us the path, the way to go. You've given us ways to try to learn what that path is. Give us the vision and the strength and the courage and the wisdom to follow the path you set for us, which is for our good. And following your path gives us true freedom. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here. We have
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
That's only twice this session. Sorry. Congresswoman Edwards notified the clerk and I that she had another obligation today, and Congressman Maker is still recovering from surgery. Next agenda item is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Motion to approve the legislative journal from April 11th.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Goodfox.
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Mason. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Agenda item 4 is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Okay, seeing none, move on to reports of standing committees. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, listening public out there. GovOps met April 11th, considered ONCA 19-06, an act to create the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board to advise the executive and legislative branches on taxation and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action was no recommendation, voting yes, Big Horse, Potts, Pratt, and Whitehorn. Also, resolution number ONCR 19-07, a resolution to provide an election to amend Section 3 of Article 7 to require candidates for principal chief to run for office with a candidate for assistant principal chief on a combined ticket. Sponsor was Congresswoman Alice Goodfox. Final committee action was due pass, voting yes, Big Horse, Potts, Pratt, and Whitehorn.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Mason, I think there's a Health and Social Services Committee report. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, my colleagues, Assistant Chief, Health and Social Services, reporting out and referencing bill number ONCA 1932, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,423 to the matching grant fund to meet the match requirement of the Indian Health Service grant for the Pawnee Service Unit Multi-Tribal Individual Water and Sewer Project and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors, Mr. Joe Tillman. Our decision from the committee is a due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Mason, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, Tillman, and Walker. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other standing committees to report out, we'll move to bills for introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning. I'm introducing an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $390,829 to historic preservation and to establish an alternate effective date. I would like to ask to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place this bill on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Pratt to place that bill. You can assign it a number. There's a motion by Congresswoman Pratt to place the bill on first reading on today's agenda, seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. It's a rule suspension. There's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. Congressman Mason?
Is there a number assigned yet to that?
I just not got it. I had to run up there and get it.
And the title. Congresswoman Whitehorn, we're still on bills and resolutions, or introduction of bills and resolutions.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. I'd like to introduce resolution number ONCA 1912 to approve the First Amendment to the Land Management, Farming, and Grazing Lease entered on the 10th day of April 17th. That's what the title currently states, but I think that I'm going to do a committee substitute. This is for the lease between the Blue Stem Ranch and the Osage Nation. I'd like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1912 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Whitehorn to place ONCR 1912 on today's agenda on first reading. It was seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. No discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the resolution is advanced to first reading on today's agenda. We'll move to bills and resolutions on first reading. First resolution, or Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have a resolution to read in.
Thank you. I'd like to read ONCR 1911, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2020 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Yes, ma'am.
May I continue with the other resolution I have on first reading?
Please do.
Reading ONCR 1912, to approve the First Amendment to the Land Management, Farming, and Grazing Lease entered on the 10th day of April 17th.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Hello, again. Reading in ONCA 1938, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $390,829 to historic preservation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We'll move to general order day one, second. Got some assigning to do. ONCR 1911 is assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 1938 is assigned to Culture. And ONCR 1912 is assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Thank you, Congresswoman, former Speaker Whitehorn. Okay, we'll move on to general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards, is there a co-sponsor for that? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reading ONCA 1912, an act to establish a fund for home loan and down payment assistance for first-time homebuyers to all members of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Tillman.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, reading in ONCR 19-05, a resolution to authorize the Blue Stem Ranch LLC to change its name to the Osage Nation Ranch LLC upon filing the appropriate form with the Osage Nation Tax Commission.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I would like to know, well, this is the appropriate time, but I would like to advance ONCR 1905 and ONCA 1932 and ONCR 1907, the third reading on today's agenda following engrossment, and to modify the agenda because we don't have anything going on between now when we end and 1 o'clock for our commerce, so we have the time to do the work for engrossment and come out here and vote on bills.
Second.
Two of them are Congressman Tillman's, though, and one's mine.
Second. Do you mind repeating that motion?
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 1932, ONCR 1907, and ONCR 1905 on third reading on today's agenda following engrossment.
You don't want to go to general order day two? Okay, we have a motion.
I
have to be a point of order.
I need to hear the motion again. I still haven't written down.
I'll repeat it.
To make
motion,
a decision.
The motion is to advance ONCA 1932, ONCR 1907, and ONCR 1905 to third reading on today's agenda following engrossment. It was seconded by Congressman Tillman. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
There's no discussion. This is a rule suspension.
I'm just looking for 1907. I'm looking for 1907 on my agenda. Is that in that committee report?
Okay. Chair to entertain a motion for a very short recess.
Second.
So moved. Second. Motion to recess by Congresswoman Lemon. Is there a second? Seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Discussion? Seeing none, we're in short recess.
I'm good now. I see him now. It just took me a minute to catch up on the committee reports.
Why not go to general order day two?